Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody tune in. You are listening to right now, Talk Dude. It is 7:30 on the dot here, and I am with comedian Organic OK. And you are listening to comedian Organic OK.
Today's show is Jenna the Train from the past, being the train for the future.
Oh. Who is this? Maybe this is the same as playing another show. But all right, if it's seeing the change of the past, being a change of the future, that's what we're doing tonight, right now. Let's roll up our sleeves, get our hands just a little dirty. Do something.
It's not about getting our hands dirty. Sometimes we already did this thing. Remember that you got to recognize when your hand is dirty. Because if you recognize your hands dirty, you bring your hands dirty to a place that should be clean already. Right? So
right.
When you are going through that, think about that. No, explain to them, what does that mean? Explain to them what does that mean. Take a moment, explain to them what that means.
What it means is that you're getting involved. You're listening, connecting with others, not just other people, any random people, but people who are basically working towards the greater good. As far as seeing the change of the past, being change of the future, you see what has happened, what has been, and you're going to basically do things, you're going to make history, make the world a greater place to live in.
But see, when we just say in that generalization, like, a lot of people can kind of get nauseous, you know what I mean? When we say the whole world and generalize everybody, people get nauseous because they know everyone is not on the same board. But you can live life and do a lot of good, but when you start trying to just generalize everybody, you can kind of miss people in translation. You can be more happy when you're experiencing things, even when people are not happy, as long as they're not in the infrastructure of dictating your happiness, right? When you allow everyone to dictate your happiness in a seasick kind of situation, you never get happy. You already notice someone. It can be the smallest thing. You can tell people undermining you with the smallest thing. And you can see how they don't care about helping. They don't care. Like, you can give everything to someone and this person, and you can just see the effort that they put into it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you go out your way to be disabled to go across the tracks when the train is going to just run you over? You're going to be crumbs. You're going to sit there and get lost on the tracks? When the train, you know what time it takes for it? Think about this psychologically. How long do it take for a train to stop? The world got all these things in people that is carrying this load. How fast was that train going to stop?
Oh, man. All right. Let's be the first one to say. Let me just say that we're trying to make history here. We're not just trying to be heroes, be celebrated and worship some of that. Look, you want to do that in a way so it'll inspire others to basically follow suit. But we're trying to be the real people here who basically make this world a better place.
But you keep using that over-girthy. It's like, do you understand what happiness is? I think you're so generalizing everybody to the point and the way you're going about it is like suffocating the fire. The fire, you're a candle. You don't light all the candles together unless it's, the candle is specifically modified to be what it is, right? So if you had a candle. And it was a hundred-year-old person, and the candle had three numbers on there. Then, yeah, you would only have to light one candle, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you light 100 candles singly, how much time would it take for like all 100 candles, the average person, before the candle's melting? Just to say this, the whole world, when you truly experience people, you're not wasting people with toxic situations, right? If you pull out, think about this. if you pull out a piece of bread out of a bag and you set it on the counter and you go outside to get somebody out your car and you say, oh, my God, I got to use the restroom. Time you get back, is that bread going to be stale? Most likely it's going to be stale, right?
Indefinitely. I've had that problem with it myself. Just having trouble keeping the bread fresh. Gets stale.
That is the same thing when you're dealing with people. When you just put everybody in the same, everybody, look at this. It's a certain part where it's people that got that ability. They just got the understanding how to execute the task at hand, regardless how many oppositions are there. And they're able to make people that wouldn't do it understand and do it. That's good. But me hearing you say the whole world in that capacity, I just got a little nauseous just then. Because I know it can change a lot of people's point of view. It can change the experience that people are actually, you know, getting and receiving and, you know, but the whole world, just to say something like that and you know, it's good to be positive, but what does that positive really mean? I really feel nauseous. Now, take the time and give people information that you truly feel. And I don't know if you really feel what you're saying, but I feel nauseous, bro, because the whole world, you know, to say that, just that blindly with no, I feel like I'm being molested. Because when people don't care about what other people's dealing with, they kind of like give everybody okey-doke. If somebody was mistreating you and I say, well, you'd be okay, you're not dealing with the person's opposition. And you got to see what that person's dealing with. If you can help them and they want to listen, right? When people want to listen, willing to invest, depending on what you're doing, that person, none will have a result. Now, if you're talking to somebody and the person you're giving game, this could be the person that's oppressing them, right? But
oh, yeah.
The person that you're helping, trying to help, you know, it's positioning your life. You find out that you have more power than people want to take. You know, take credit for even having the, you know, the conversation with you. Because people, you find a lot of people that they're trying to undermine you. You know, and they're trying to tell you things that. And that's the thing, you know. People's experiences is their experience, right? You have times like right now. You got a time right now and you're in a very good mood. But have you ever thought about how to enjoy the mood more than the actual short time? Because then you can grow that mood.
It's what you said. You said the first step to basically getting positive results is to be in a good mood, be in a great mood. Start with yourself first. Then you can move all those mountains. Be in a good mood. Be happy with yourself first before everything else.
Yeah. I mean, if you're carrying that positivity, you're not looking for these things that's going to shortchange you. You know, look at this. Anybody truly successful, they're just holding on to negativity. They're not really going to have the best ability that they possibly can. Things are, you know, based on what you're dealing with, people may say, oh, this is a balance. But you notice when people are purifying and, you know, say, for example, if someone is making a milkshake, right?
Yeah.
What people normally put in their milkshakes?
Ice cream, milk.
Okay, ice cream. So ice cream have milk in it already, right?
Yes, but they add a little bit more milk to it to milk it down, like water or whatever. They do that.
Okay. So they make a milkshake. What kind of milkshake is this you're making? Just come on now. Just give us this milkshake you're talking about. This is a metaphor. Just let the people vision this. Okay. So let's just say this. So they put the ice cream in there. They pour a little milk in there, right, to loosen up the ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and then what else to add to it? Is this, we adding a little root beer to this? What are we doing?
Well, that's how you make a root beer float. But yeah, I mean, that's what we're trying to do here. Like you said, we're trying to do something like that. We're trying to add a little ice cream.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing that some people do. Some people make a root beer float, right? And the amount of root beer, because sometimes they cheat you. They give you 70% root beer, and they give you a scoop or a scoop and a half of ice cream, and it's like, this is not a fountain drink with a little ice. They use the ice cream and like ice. You're like, what is this? It's like, you just gave me a little bit of ice cream, and you can see the ice cream like bubbled up, and guess what you're drinking? You're like, oh my goodness. And people would get you like that and charge you arm and leg for just to taste the flavor of the milkshake and just to taste it. And all you got was nothing but just root beer. And you just turn around. You got root beer with colored ice cream milk. You could just put milk in there. It don't look the same. People do you like that. You know? So that's everyone. Let's see this. Now, when you're diving into the battered man, let's go over this real fast. When we're diving into a battered man, see, the perspective that people have with battered man is labeled the battered man in a way where, yeah, the guy's being attacked. But if being emotionally and just going through the undermining setup, you can see the difference when somebody's come across you truly seeing how they're adding to your life and they're giving you something that you need in a balance. And when these things are balanced, and then the things that you may not necessarily be seeing that bring your life to the level that you deserve, you start seeing things and how they, in the frequency, they understand that you see these things. Once they tuned in, see, when you got someone helping you, may not even recognize they're helping you, but it's a difference when recognizing what their abilities is as they help you in a way that's really organic. You start seeing how that interact with you, because a lot of times you have this ability, but people are trying to pretty pitch you out there in a way that your ability look like it's not useful, right?
And we that's the worst. I hate that.
Huh?
That's the worst. I hate that.
Yeah, what do you tend to do when people do you that way? What is the approach to actually become? See, if the average person gave you the opportunity to be successful and they understand your overcoming, right? If people came together to resolve that, how would your life be? Think about that. If people came together to resolve your problems mentally, you can't get that attractive woman. This person come over and help you get that attractive woman you want to get. You can't get in shape. This person help you burn the calories and get in shape. You can't read that well. You get a person to start bring your mind to see what you can do. Think about that. How that person look, person feel when they got the things they need. That's natural human being thing. And then guess what? Imagine they already had the ability to be successful and put all those things together. What does it look like? You got the attractive woman you wanted, mostly in the place you need her to be, so you can be the platform for others that dealing with the opposition of the, you know, the deepness of, you know, trying to come from out of being suffocated, right? And being connected with that. It just connects you to another altitude, where when you're coming down a mountain, you be like, you know, how do cattle, you know, when you're most, you know, them cattle as they're walking up them hills and eating all that, your natural earth, they don't never fall over. You notice that, right?
Yes, indeed.
But regardless of how they get.
Look, You ask me what I do when people get like that. And the truth is, I try to work around it, but a lot of times when I don't, I just feel
defeated.
I get boxed in. There it is.
What I want you to do is, you're happy. I don't want you to dive into the pain that's suffocating your happiness at this moment, right? So I don't want you to carry this like gas. You know, a gas, people feel like they're having a heart attack. Like, oh, I think having a heart attack, and then they have gas. You know what they do when they have gas? You know what they do? They start laughing. The older people start laughing because it's not bad as they thought it was.
The pressure is gone.
Yeah. See, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, I want you to vision what I'm saying. I don't want you to become the oppression. That's the difference. See, people, they don't vision what's going on in life. They become the oppression, and that's something totally different.
7:45 here on the program. Please call in, okay? Get involved with this conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Being the change for the past, being the change for the future. I wonder if everyone out there made their personal goals, you know? Do they have their goals? Do they have big goals? Do they basically make a point not to have just a bunch of little goals and just set the bar real, real low, whatever. They know what to do.
Come on, now, they're listening.
Okay, all right. So many people, it all just seems so daunting. They're trying to have the smallest goals possible, bar real low, and just settle there. Just settle. And the problem is, over time, you tell yourself it's what you really want, but it's not. Not really. And then one day you wake up and you're not a young person anymore and you realize, I didn't do what I want. I didn't go after what I want. I never even tried. I settled because I was scared. Because I was afraid to try. And you really resent yourself for that.
When people start pushing you down like dirty laundry, you'd be so conditioned to be compacted and then pushed around and suffocated, think that's a good place to be. But really, that is a smelly, no-air place where mold and mildew grow. Come on now.
I don't want to make something wind up. I know. Does anyone else want to be pushed down, told they're nothing, to learn to live in the squalor, soul-wise?
If you never enjoyed the pain that people put on you, why are you trying to get suggestions on pain? It's like, hey, do you think I should try to kill myself this way, or I cut my arm off, or step on my own toe, or
I'm trying to get people to basically get out of the pain that they're in.
Yeah, but if you're dealing with different levels of pain, is everybody dealing with the same level of pain? No, they're not. If you're doing with an urgency of ER pain, are you going to take your time? No. You understand the difference between taking your time and being in a hurry for something that you don't have the time to lag around. You got to understand the difference. If you don't, then you're wrapping up two different gifts to give to two different people that need something totally different. One person needs your help now. Another person needs your help eventually. Isn't that a difference?
Oh, yeah.
If somebody needs your help eventually, isn't that a different process of how you get at them?
I guess so.
Well, just tell me this. You need help immediately. If I waited 6 months to give it to you, that'd be too late.
Yes.
So what I'm saying to you is exactly what I'm telling you now is when you take your time to get people help, sometimes it takes so long that a person missed the gift that you're giving them because they need it immediately. So sometimes because you give somebody something that's, look at this. If somebody came to you, you didn't know, and they asked for $1, you give it to them. Then they asked for $10. You said, I don't have $10. Then they become violent. Because they say, man, I'm investing it on you. And you say, why do you need $10 for me to invest on me? Because I'm going to give it to you in the future. Wouldn't you feel uncomfortable?
Of course. Okay. I mean, there's no way around that. But the question is, okay, every single person out there who needs help, wants help, I wish someone would call in so we can maybe help them a little bit more.
Yeah, but
directly.
Sometimes help is? Sometimes help is recognizing the problem that someone is facing that they don't know how to explain to you. you've been like that several times where you didn't know what you needed, but and then the person gave it to you. If you know what you needed, you would have helped yourself, but you didn't know, right? So sometimes help is not always, you know, there's no, like, imagine that. Somebody say, hey, how can I help you? Sometimes people do know help, what help they need. Sometimes people don't know, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you're always waiting on people to give you answers, can you ever really truly help somebody if you don't have given them no directions?
Indeed.
But you talk always like they got to lead you. You're not talking as a leader. You're talking as someone got to lead you. That's the difference. If somebody say, you're hungry and you didn't age in 6 months, would they have to show you where the food is or would you just go to it? As you see in it, can I have this? Can I have this? You would go to it, right?
Yeah.
So you got to act that way when you're helping somebody. The same way you feel when someone is helping you is starving, the same way you're helping them, they're starving. So when you give them help, you help them with an urgency. Guess what happens?
What?
People disconnect with the things that they don't know about you, and guess what they do?
What?
They give you all the power. And if they don't give you the power, it will be out of control where life and the vibration level will put you in position, and you do right by them, and you don't have to ask for their consent. See, what it is, people give you power, and you misuse it, and that is something that it's, you know, but when it's natural order life, people life really need it, it's not in their control. It's out of control, and that's what's so important because that's the real control that you're put in life that really take your ability and give you the actual organic position to not use people, but this is the thing that you're really helping people with, right? So you help someone from an organic point of view, you can truly help somebody in the elements of taking that control that the life and the elements that's put in the position for you to succeed and for them to say, oh, I had no idea. See the difference?
Yes.
Think that is a natural element? Did somebody give you this gift and say, hey, listen to what he's saying? Or can you truly feel the vibration level of what this is? And that's what that means to you. When you see your partner, the woman that you're supposed to be with, these things that is innate in her, you see? And you don't have to act like you are not mostly attracted to her. You can be yourself. And you don't have to act like you're an eggshell because this is a natural order. You're so used to not having things natural, it's a natural order for you to have that vibration level. Because that's what you truly want. Am I lying?
No. I mean,
so why you got to act like that's not natural order? Do you ever see insects, bugs, all these people, all these, you know, bugs and things? Isn't it, oh, no, that bug came with that bug. It's a natural order. It is a natural order. It is a natural order. And you got to understand, because things are a natural order, you got to understand what that means for you. These things are already pre-wrote. The one you're supposed to be with is already pre-wrote. This is already pre-designed. She's already here. So for you to sit here and waste your time, giving your time to people that's not deserving your time, that's the order you don't need. But for a woman that truly is like the elements of your desire, elements of your caring, the elements of what you truly about, that is how you really feel inside, you know? So why are you going to sit here and act like that's not what you really want? You've been all society lied to you. Do you know how many guys around this nation that look like people you wouldn't expect to have anything and they have everything they wanted? What does that really mean? What does that really mean? That's on their path. That is somebody it distracting themselves. You know, you're going through an atmosphere of life where the appetite of love, the appetite of desire, the appetite of beauty has been looking for you, and you sitting there trying to get lost with emotional attachment to women and trying to be obligated to be with them because you feel like pain is your... You don't own pain responsibilities to be suffering. You're suffering with pain because you think that is you're not in a game. You know, you like the psychological game where you're obligated to be, you know, oppressed by people, women, and situations because the label is the actual uniform that you like to wear. But freedom is a tailor-made game where you don't have to have people involved. It's always people that know the things that need to be done. That's what life is. Life know what your heart is. Did you know that? You know, life really know the time that you're sitting in the room, you're vulnerable. You don't think it knows that. You don't think a woman is a part of the nurturing vibrational level, and she know how you need to be touched. That's why the birds and the bees exist. Did you know that?
But for me personally, what I wanted was to basically help people make those simple little first steps to get them towards where they need to be, what needs to be, and it needs to happen.
But guess what? You can't. You know, one of the things I would say don't do is you can't shortchange them with giving them the understanding that you're not capable. You're not capable of having your dreams be woke up. You know, you're not capable of seeing the destination of your travel come to life and wake up everybody that's looking, can't see, and giving them the heart to allow their braille to be pointed out. When you're talking to Rex, that's braille being pointed out. When you point out that, think about how that truly make happiness, love, and care, and directions, and give, you know, GPS of love and finding, you know, this place where I can truly be happy, where I can grow and have a great relationship. That's something that's what your mind is telling you. Your mind is not telling you these things that everybody else is not seeing. You're running to everybody, but you keep saying, why would you run to everybody? Because that's what your mind is telling you. You know these things are natural. When you're seeing the same thing about seeing happiness, love, caring, relationship, you know, success, you're seeing all those things, and you still try to go out your way and say, oh, no, I don't deserve these things. If your mind is telling you the same thing everybody else, your ancestors not talking back to you. Your ancestors are talking to you. That's why it's always, I'm telling you something that you see and you're so excited by because you know that's the truth. And I'm saying to you is you got to put that into the world. You start thinking these things. When people are not bringing you happiness, you know that they're not on the right track. It's not you, it's them. This is Comedian Organic OK.
This is Talk.
Come on, Talk, dude. They've been listening to you, man, all along, man. You're going to find out. They're going to find out, man. They're gonna pull your information. They're going to be like, you know how they seal mints, how they seal things that you really need? And you think that, oh, no, sometimes being sealed is keeping the quality, you know, not the quantity, but the quality in you valuable, right?
Yes,
you
every single one
way.
Out there.
They hear you? You think this is going to be short, man? Dude, you got it. When these people start talking to you, you can't be on eggshells now, man. Only time you're on eggshells, only time a person should be on eggshells. Only time you should be on eggshells.
Well, you often tell me that I have the wrong sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here? You often tell me I'm on the wrong page here.
Yeah, because that page, you already wrote everything on that page. You need to have more space. But you can see what you're looking at that you have not been able to put on there. You know, now you got the next page. The next page, you can see more things. Move to the next page, and you'll see that woman. When you talk to her, she's tuning in to you as a person. You just think that, oh, no way, I can have a attractive woman. No way I can have a attractive woman that mind is focused. She's seeing me. Yes, you can. This is Comedian Organic, okay?
And this is Talk To You. You've been listening to Satisfy, seeing the change in the past, being the change in the future. Thank you. And tune in for tomorrow's show. It'll be something else. All right. Good night.